Hello, everybody. Today is January 11th, 2017. This is the first courtroom observer meeting of the new year, and we're just about to get started. Just to start off, I want to make a couple of announcements. One is unfortunately, Laura's mother is not doing too well, so she's not going to be on tonight. And I don't know if and when she'll be coming back on to be the coordinator because her mother is actually very, very ill. So likely I'll be here next week again. The other thing I wanted to mention, if all of you haven't actually been paying attention, is we have our court case in Northern Federal District Court, which is on the National Liberty Alliance website, located under Grand Jury. If you highlight that, and then going under to Docket, there you'll see the case and the details of it. Lately, I have been working on technical stuff, more social media stuff for NLA. If you've noticed over the past few days, I've been posting at least one or two things a day to Facebook, just trying to keep the page active and get users to come in. In addition, I'm working on another smaller site that's more unified United States Common Law grand jury related. So that should be released soon, and I'll be putting on there more the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury documents, but you'll know when that is ready. In addition, I'm trying to set up in preparation for a potential in-person hearing for the Northern Federal District case, a live stream. I live very close to it, about 20 minutes away, so I'd be able to go there and live stream if this does happen. There's no date for it yet, but it is highly likely that we will need to be there in person at least once or twice. I'm not quite sure why or if we need to. I was just told that that was a good possibility. I'm kind of setting up in preparation for that. And at this point, I really don't have any other major announcements to make. I haven't caught up completely with last Monday night's audio recording, so I'm not 100% sure what was said there. If anybody wants to fill in and say something I might have missed, just let me know. And really, that's all I have for now. Does anybody have a court case at all that they are interested in talking about or that they have right now in their own personal life that they may need courtroom observers for? Not to get too much into the case, but just if you have a need for courtroom observers, just kind of speak now then.
I would like to tell you that your sound is terrible. I'm having a terrible time understanding what you're saying, so I'm
Okay.
just going to be hanging
Well,
up, okay? Thank you.
okay. Is anybody else having a terrible time? Or is anybody else, is everybody hearing me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay.
Actually, she's coming in kind of garbled.
Okay, thank you for telling me.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, if anybody has their own case that they kind of want to promote now that they have in the next few weeks or months, the floor is open to you now. Okay. Does anybody else have anything that they would like to talk about in terms of maybe things that they're doing in their local community with COS or any other courtroom observer visits to to the court that they've had recently? Okay. Anything else anybody wants to say or discuss right now?
This morning,
Mike?
I heard, Carl, how you doing? Glad to hear you back.
Hey.
Last week, there was no meeting.
Right, that was my fault. Laura asked me to cover, and I got lost in my work and forgot to put on my calendar. So, yeah, that was my fault, and I sent an email out apologizing for that.
Yeah, I saw that. I just didn't know if I missed anything. But anyway, what I thought was interesting today when I heard, I woke up to Donald Trump, he was giving a speech, and he said that he was going to donate all his money that he received for profits from his businesses overseas, all of his foreign interests that he has in these businesses, all the profits are going to go into the U.S. Treasury.
Ooh.
I thought that was interesting.
I thought it was to charity.
All his charities and everything, he's going to give it to the U.S. Treasury. All the profits.
Well, that's a waste of money.
Maybe. Think about it.
Is that some congressman wasted?
The Treasury is responsible for the coinage of our money. Is it maybe on his agenda to get rid of the Federal Reserve?
Well, maybe if it's going to the Treasury rather than the Federal Reserve, but I'm still a little bit skeptical.
Yeah, but I just thought that was interesting. I'm kind of curious as to see how that's going to play out. I was wondering if anybody else had any thoughts on it.
Well, Congress might just waste it like they do the money they already have.
You think he'll let them?
What's that?
I wonder if he would let them do that, though.
Oh, you mean you're talking about veto power?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. I don't know.
If they're going to waste his money that he puts in there, I think he may have something to say about it.
Yeah. Well, I was just being, sarcastic, but not against Donald. regarding Congress.
I don't blame you. I am too, but
yeah.
But I think that's something we can kind of keep an eye on and watch. And I just hope they don't do to him what they did to Kennedy when Kennedy was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah,
yeah.
He has his own security team.
Mm-hmm.
They're not Secret Service.
Right. But it's very interesting and exciting, for sure.
Yeah. And the other thing I heard, too, was he was calling CNN fake news. Not sure if you all saw that.
I didn't see that.
I heard about it. He called him to the carpet today, right?
Yeah.
He basically slammed him to the carpet.
Yeah. And supposedly, too, Trump is also, with the dossier, I think is how you pronounce it, he apparently was kind of keeping track of his own meetings with the CIA and the intelligence briefings without telling anybody. Because he was worried the leaks coming from his staff, and, all these things that he never told any of his staff about were being leaked. And the only way they could be leaked is by the CIA, putting out all these documents. So I saw that today where it was like he caught the CIA leaking documents. So that was another funny thing. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, he's a smart guy, I'm telling you. Very, very smart.
I had that one news report where the CIA threatened him, and they told him that because of his policies and the way he's moving forward, that 3/4 of the CIA is going to quit.
And that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, his remark to them was good. I hope so, because I'm getting rid of all you guys anyway.
Yeah.
I'm putting my own people in. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Got it backfired on them, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
Chuck Schumer made a veiled threat on network TV that the CIA was going to assassinate him.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Did you hear? Did you watch the Julian Assange interview?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, he, with the guy on Fox News. What was his name again? What's unbelievable is that, you know how they hacked John Podesta? They sent him a PayPal phishing thing, and Podesta fell for it and gave his password, which was, believe it or not, password.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard that too, that his password is password. You know, ugh.
What idiots.
I know.
No wonder our country's in such bad shape, you know.
Hell yeah.
And these are the people who are going to be running the government.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I yield.
Any more news, Carl?
Well, I really don't have any more news on that end. You know, again, just give me an update on what we're doing. If anybody wants to talk about any Corbin Observer activity, that's good too. But it's been really quiet in terms of people asking for people to come to the courtroom for them.
Right.
And, you know, I feel like because we had a big backlog and eventually that kind of slowed down and weeded out. And, you know, we got to be a little bit more, we got to get more people more active in the Corbin Observer. That's a failure on my part, promoting it more.
Have the papers been filed into the court that John had put together?
Oh, yes.
Any response on them?
All those papers have been filed, and they were filed on December 14th. And that's what the docket number is. And I actually looked on Pacer myself, and they were there. And let me see. I have a screenshot. Yeah, it's on Pacer, filed on the December 14th to First Congress, to the Northern District, assigned to Senior Judge Lawrence E. Kahn, K-A-H-N, and referred to Magistrate Judge Daniel J. Stewart. And apparently they put the cause as Ethics in Government Acts, whatever that is. So, it's on there. It seems to be filed in the courts. And really, we're giving them, I think it was 60 days. So that would be roughly February 13th, 12th. I think it's like February 12th because of the 31 days. Yeah, it'd be like February 12th for them to respond. And I think the 30 days is something I kind of heard was a standard thing for the federal district court to give them until. So we'll wait until that happens and you know, if they don't answer, now that they've received the paperwork, we'll let you know what happens after that. It's, they become invalid, essentially, because, if they don't answer, it means that they can't answer and invalidates their corporation. So, really, that's what it is. It makes their corporation invalid.
Right,
so,
right.
And their charter expires. So we'll see what happens between now and then. Again, I think I mentioned this before. There's a good chance somebody will need to be there in person. And we have a good number of people here, but, we'll need as many as we can if that does happen.
Are you in New York or Michigan?
I'm in New York.
Oh, I thought you were in Michigan. Okay.
No, I'm actually 20 minutes away from the federal district court where this was filed.
Is that in Albany?
Yeah, in Albany. so.
Okay.
I'll be there if anything happens. I'm one of the first responders. So,
New York, if you're from New York, then you must have heard about an almost near tragedy we had here today in New York, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the tragedy was it didn't crash. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Exactly. That's what I mean, is almost near. I was brokenhearted when I heard how it ended up. You know, it's like the beginning of the article that the newscast was like, yes, yes, yes. Oh, no, he made it. Okay.
So for anybody who doesn't know, our governor had an emergency landing on his helicopter because there was smoke coming out of it, and he made it out okay. So,
emergency landing in New York somewhere.
It was actually Newburgh.
Newburgh.
So. He needs a helicopter to go back and forth between Albany and New York City. It's unbelievable sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so,
can I ask how you would find this document that was filed on PACER?
Oh, sure. Really what you would do is you would go to...
I'm a member of PACER, but what do I look for?
You enter you do the search function, and you enter the DACA number that was on the grand jury tab. So if you hover over on our website, grand jury, and you go to docket, it's like the third one down. You'll see it's docket number, and I can even give it to you now.
Okay.
One. Do you have a pen or something ready?
Yes.
Okay, the docket number is 1:16-CV-1490.
If I didn't know the docket number and I didn't know to go to the NLA website, is there a... I've had PACER for 2 years, but I'm still having trouble searching on it. What would I search for if I didn't have the docket number?
You could go to our site. And
I know, but what if I didn't know, because I've been a member of NLA too, but what if I didn't know about NLA? What if I didn't know the docket number and I just heard you guys talking and didn't know it was NLA? How would I search on a topic? Can you search on a topic on PACER?
You might be able to, but I'm not sure. I might.
That's all right. I'm having problems with it. I thought
It's okay. I wish I could give you more information, but PACER's actually, you need to pay for it. I'm not sure.
150 pages are free.
Are they?
Yes, they are, sir. Yep.
Okay. I did not know that.
Now, it's for 150 pages, 10 cents a page,
mm-hmm.
but if you, by mistake, go to 151 pages, all of a sudden the first $15 is no longer free. They will charge you $15.10. So make sure you don't go over the $15, which is 150 pages per quarter. So the quarter started January 1st. And we'll end at the end of March. And they do have a very good counter, and it'll tell you whether you have 89 pages, 149 pages, and I usually stop like at 140 pages, make sure that I don't go over the 150 pages.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. All I can give you is that the cause is... it says the cause is 05:0101, Ethics in Government Act. And then the case is just grand jury, sovereigns of the court versus U.S. Congress, ET space AL. So...
Okay, thanks.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, if you have, for anybody else, if you have the, if you're able to use Pacer and do the search function, there is a search by a docket number feature. So you're able to do that.
Anybody can get on Pacer. Anybody can.
Right.
Everybody can.
Everybody can. But you
six-year-old a Pacer account and download 150 pages for free.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's just it's kind of unfortunate that this type of service is really expensive, in my opinion, because it's not even like you're wasting their paper or ink. It's just sort of transferring the data from their database to you, which is it's kind of a ridiculous cost for what they're providing. That's my opinion on it, but yeah, take advantage of the $150 free for searching
for 150 pages, which comes out to 10 cents a page, would be only $15. But you don't get the $15 free anymore if you go over it by one page. So if you download 151 page, for that extra one page, now you're back charged a $15 plus the 10 cents.
Right.
Okay. I didn't understand that for the longest time.
No, that's great. I did not know it at all.
And asked them because I went over, and I said, $47.40, that's 474 pages. I didn't do that. So that they really count. So, and and their counter is very accurate.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. Okay. So there's Pacer. And then I think, at least for me, you either need to wait 7 to 10 days to get their number by mail, or you can use a credit card and activate right away. That was what I discovered. I actually just did the Pacer really today. So I did that. And also, if you do have an issue with your credit card company, my credit card company or my bank didn't like me going on Pacer and thought I was in a scam or something. It happened with multiple banks, so I'm not sure if the banks really like you going on Pacer, which I find very interesting, and putting information in and using their services. So just beware if you have any issues with using your credit card. If you do decide to do that method, you might run into issues with your bank or debit or credit card.
Okay, when I signed up for Pacer, my experience was 100% different. First of all, you have a choice whether to have them take it out of a credit card or you do not give them a credit card at all, and they just bill you via email, and that's the one I chose, so they can't dip into my credit card at all. You don't need a credit card to be a member of Pacer and download 150 pages. You don't have to be a member of... They weren't taking the $47.40 out of my credit card because they didn't have the number. They just sent me an email saying, the quarter is over. This is now 30 days or 25 days after the quarter, and here's your bill. It takes them a little while, 2 or 3 weeks, to get your bill, if in case you went over the 150 pages.
Right,
credit card in.
Right, you don't need your credit card, but at least I needed to wait. The option was I could do my credit card right away to activate, or I could wait like 7 to 10 days for an activation number to come to me by mail.
Okay, now you can go back into it and say that you don't want them to take it out of your credit card now and to forget that card number, because that's a possibility also. I've done that.
Yeah, I'll need to look into it. I just signed up today for it, so I'm really just exploring it now.
Yeah, it was hard for me to negotiate those pages and to figure it out.
Yeah.
They do have an 800 number. You can call them up and say, Now that I'm activated, I don't want you taking money out of my credit card.
Just right. I could do that. Yeah.
Really, they'll do it. It's not a problem.
No, they probably will. I appreciate all this information, too. I'll need to explore it more. I really just was looking to see if this case was on there. I'm sorry. David, are you speaking?
I don't know. I'm going to mute myself, though.
Now there's a... David from New York, do you have something? Okay. Okay. Anybody else have any other comments or anything else they want to talk about? Okay. I don't have anything else. We'll call it a short meeting. Unless anybody else has anything else to say, I'm going to end the meeting about now. So any last words, please say them now. Okay. I'm getting some static. Nothing's really coming. So, I don't really understand what you're saying. So, I'm going to mute you. Okay, well, I'm going to end the call right now. And, I hope you all had a really good New Year's, and next week I'll try to be prepared with more stuff to come and talk about. I was kind of asked at the last minute to do this, so everybody have a good rest of the week, and I will talk to you all next week.
You too, Kyle. Thank you very much.